Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. We take a walk. The sun is shining down.
Walking through life
in
the intelligent way, the Doug Steffen Good Day way, to walk through some of the issues of the day. I thought Roberta was going to be here. Where's Roberta?
I don't know.
Roberta. No, Roberta? What's the story with Roberta?
We'll put out an APB.
Yeah, I'll do that. Would you please? Jennifer Horn here on Good Day, along with Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington.
Well, she is here. Good morning. I'm here, she says.
See, I put out an APB. I found her.
Just like that. Bing, bang, boom. There's a Justice Department study that concludes that black Americans are more than twice as likely as white Americans to experience non-fatal force or the threat of force from the police. I thought it was pretty interesting, Richie, those of us who are radio rats. This is a sort of inside radio story.
Yeah.
May help tell a little bit of the story of how confusing this whole matter is in America. You are familiar with the group Media Matters.
Right.
Definitely.
They are pretty left of center. They don't like media that's right of center. And they've had their shots, certainly, with Rush Limbaugh and with many other people who do talk radio programs that present issues from the right. And I laugh about some of the things that I hear from some of these characters. Mark Levin is not exactly someone who, I know he's fairly popular, but he has a particular point of view, and he likes to tout and taunt these people. There have been a lot of people who say, okay, we got Black History Month, how come we don't have White History Month? You know, that kind of stuff. I don't know how, I think it goes a little far, as much as we may or may not agree or if you saw the Paul Ryan piece on 60 Minutes, it addressed this issue. When people on the radio call the president a lowlife, I think that goes too far. I don't think that's appropriate. It isn't really, it doesn't help to solve any of the problems. All of this chatter, although stuff that we might agree with, many of us agree with the consternation that we feel, the frustration that we feel with having the weight of not getting things done on our shoulders. But this, as Paul Ryan pointed out, is not the way to get it better. And at some point, somebody has to draw the line. Somebody's got to say, okay, this is far enough. And I think that Ryan may be the guy to do that. I was really quite impressed with the way he presented himself and his philosophy. I would like to think that there will be something that will come out of that.
I thought it was also interesting. They said, well, first you said no, then you said yes. What's the deal?
Mm-hmm.
He said, well, taking the job to be speaker.
Yeah.
And he said, well, quite honestly, he goes, I'm home every Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, with my family.
Whereas the speaker's job is out raising money every Saturday and Sunday for some politician around the country.
Yeah, I think Boehner traveled like 300 days last year.
And
that was, he was really clear. He's like, you know, I want to be home. My kids are babies still.
Right. My kids are like 8, 10, and 13. And he goes, this is where I need to be.
Yeah.
And, you know, he goes, once I realized I could reconstruct the job so that that could happen. And then they asked him. He said, "You don't have a home in Washington D.C." And he said, "No."
My God,
they said, "Where do you sleep?" He says, "I sleep on my couch in my office." And he said, "Where do you shower?" He goes, "I get up in the morning. I go to the gym. I shower. I go to work. I work from 8 o'clock in the morning till 11:30 at night. I go to sleep. I wake up the next morning. I do it again. And on Friday, I come home."
Isn't that amazing? I mean, talk about a work ethic.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I get a lot of respect for that guy. The more I watched him, the more I liked his feel. I just liked the way he came across. And his wife looked like she was scared to death to be there.
Yeah, she is not used to. And they asked her about that, too. That was very interesting. They said, you know, we kind of a special thing here because you don't do interviews. And she's like, no, we try to keep out of the spotlight so that we can hang out with our friends.
That.
And
yeah.
and just and she was very uncomfortable and not good at it.
That's the way it's supposed to be. The citizen legislature is supposed to be just that, not the professional legislature.
Right.
The citizen. He said, Ryan said, that he wasn't really even planning on doing this. Somebody said, why don't you run for Congress? Okay, I run for Congress. But he was going to do something. He's trained in a whole different area.
Yeah.
And he says, you know what? If this goes away, then I'll do something else. What a great way to look at all of the issues in life that we face and we fear.
You feel like he's doing it for the right reasons. You know how I've been telling you, Dougie, we've been talking, obviously, you can't get away from it. When we watch the debates, what candidates do we like? Who do we not like? And I keep telling you, there is something that I'm missing with Marco Rubio. He's like a darling of the GOP. They love him. And I can't, you know,
he's
it's
a
like,
darling
I
don't. Of the people with money who want to control.
Well,
plastic.
I figured politician. Out what it is.
What?
I finally, because I'm like,
he
there's
wants
just something.
To be the president. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, his political aspirations, I feel, are not for the greater good so much as for his own advancement.
Yeah.
And I think that's exactly what
it
is.
You
that's
see somebody
difference.
Like Obama did the same thing. He ran for president in his first term, never really did anything in the Senate. And this guy's doing the same thing. He's a big, phony $3 bill.
It was bothering me because I'm like, why don't I like this guy? Like, he makes me, his makes my spine shiver a little bit.
I see
and
that too.
I think that's
He's
what
so
it is.
He's so fake. He's so transparent.
Right, exactly.
No, but you know what's funny, Jen? In that same vein, Trump. He's so transparent, like, I wanted that. It'd be great for me, but I don't really need it.
That's why I like it, because he doesn't need it.
Yeah, I don't
and
really
I think
need
he's
it.
Doing
if this
it.
Doesn't happen, I'm still rich.
Right. Yeah. He's actually going, you know, I'm actually losing money while I'm running for the presidency. I mean, that's what you
So that's
think
one thing, even though I don't like Trump, that's one thing I do respect about him.
Because he's trying to do it for the right reasons, I think.
Yeah, right. What has he got to lose? What has he got to gain?
Well, we all
a smaller
have
house and a smaller paycheck.
Right. We all have things that move us. We're motivated by different things. Some people are motivated by love. Some people are motivated by money. Some people are motivated by whatever their status in life is. Some people are motivated by a love of animals, love of their family. Whatever it is, we're all motivated. But the important thing is to have a motivation.
Yes. And you look at, you know, I always go, why do I actually like Bernie Sanders over Hillary Clinton? Like, Hillary Clinton's a little more conservative. Bernie Sanders is an admitted socialist. I don't agree with him on anything. But Bernie Sanders is at least doing it, I think, for the right reasons. Where, again, you look at Hillary, who just is really set on being the first woman president. And it's less to do about what she can do and more about her ambitions.
Mm-hmm.
And Bernie is like, you know, I don't know. I just feel like he's more in it with pure reasons. I don't know.
Yeah, I think you're right. Hi to Lansing, Michigan, 14 after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program.
Think green. Harrison with you. Your grandparents might tell you that plants grow in organic farming are nourished the way they were meant to be naturally, which creates a stronger cellular plant structure, which is actually superior than factory farm-grown food. As such, organically grown foods can be stored longer and have a greater resistance to rapid mold and rotting. So what does that mean to you and me? Well, food grown with organic farming methods is extremely healthy. When there are no chemical pesticides or synthetic or genetically modified organisms used, there simply isn't any of that nasty stuff in your food. And when there isn't that stuff in or on your food, it doesn't go into your body and sooner or later become disease. The old phrase from the 1970s, you are what you eat, is absolutely true. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This Olympic gymnastic legend scored his pair of gold medals in the 1984 Olympics. He had a perfect 10 on the parallel bars and was also part of a U.S. gymnastics squad that scored a team gold.
Half turn to a handstand or stutz to a handstand, and all he has left is his dismount, and he nails it.
So where is Bart Connor now? Bart and his coach Paul Zier took over International Gymnast magazine in 1992. 4 years later, they launched Grips Etc., a gymnastics supply company. Bart operates the Bart Connor Gymnastics Academy, works as a TV commentator, and serves on the board of the Special Olympics. He's married to another gold medal gymnast, Nadia Comaneci.
Will you take Nadia Comaneci to be your lovely wife?
Yeah.
Bart and Nadia, a perfect 10. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. What are the three most common complaints that parents have about their children? Straight to the answers. Number one, my child doesn't listen. Number two, my child doesn't follow directions. And number three, my child will not wait their turn. But there's more to these simple-sounding issues. If these complaints are constant, then here's the developmental science of what these complaints really mean. So your child won't listen. Well, there could be memory problems involved. You say your child doesn't follow directions. Well, they may have difficulty understanding and processing. And you say your child won't take turns. Could be impulsivity. What's the cheap psych trick? These three problems, they're very natural. But if you or the teacher notices one or more of these problems constantly in excess, professional help may be in order. You can check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster diving. It's Roberta Fasanelli.
Hello, hello, hello.
Roberta Fasanelli is here with a queen of cheap report to get Monday started from her vantage point. What do we have, Roberta?
Oh, let's start. You don't need Black Friday. We got deals for you now. The Body Shop. Buy three, get three free, plus get free shipping. These make great stocking stuffers or like office holiday gifts that you may have to give out. So we have all the information for you at DougStefan.com. Also, Target. You just go buy your steak and eggs and milk and bread and all that. Spend $50 and they will give you a $10 gift card. That's right, folks. $10 gift card with a $50 food and beverage purchase at Target. And, you know, I've done some food shopping at Target. You don't think about Target and food, but they have some pretty good stuff there. I was really surprised. We have the coupon codes for you, how to get it. You just have to text the word food to a specific number, and we have that number for you at DougStefan.com. Also, Chili's. If you like to eat at Chili's, you can get a $10 bonus gift card with any gift card purchase. This is a great way just to stock up for yourself. You buy a $50 Chili's gift card, you get a $10 bonus. Hey, buy a few and, you know, give out the $10 ones as gifts and, you know, get a meal for yourself. Also, you got the Gap. They've got just to today, they've got an extra 40% off and free 3-day shipping on $75 and more. And you can also earn Gap cash if you spend at least $50. So if you combine all these together, they're going to pay you to take the stuff out of the store. It seems that way sometimes. So all of these great deals you'll find at the Queen of Cheap section in the Better Living section at DougStefan.com. Go get them, stock up for the holidays. Avoid the holiday rush to go shopping.
All right, so here's something for the holidays that Rich will appreciate.
Yeah.
It's called the E-Pint.
The what?
The E-Pint.
Okay, an electronic pint of beer, I'm assuming.
Exactly. It can light up in the colors of your favorite football team. More crucially, it's linked to an app on your phone, able to automatically call you a cab when you reach a predetermined number of drinks. If you say, I can't handle more than four,
so it measures how many you drink.
It'll call a cab or Uber or something like that.
And don't forget, it glows in your team colors, too, so it looks cool. It does. You can set it to glow.
And by the way, it's dishwasher safe. This is something, and they, by the way, they've come up with this idea, but they don't have money to make it come true. So they're running a Kickstarter campaign.
Oh, okay. So you can't buy it yet.
Well, you can buy it if you contribute to Kickstarter. Go to Kickstarter, which is one of the great crowdfunding, like the Indiegogo, some of these other places, and look for E-Pint, the E-Pint. Richie, I thought that was quite something you'd maybe like to have.
Unfortunately, I don't drink enough anymore where I need to get out of home.
Sad. Oh, yeah.
Such a good boy.
Oh, I wish I did, but
very good boy. We've been raising good girls here on Good Day. It's 21 after the hour.